Hi.
Welcome back.
I know. 2 weeks just seems like forever. I'm except for sabbaticals, I don't think I've ever been gone 2 Sundays in a row. So I have to thank Melinda for speaking and singing and bringing extra singers with her, just because they're friends. She will speak next week, then I'm back the rest of the year. One of these weekends I was in Dallas at the Little Unity Church there, and then last weekend, of course, at the Women's Retreat, which was wonderful.
Yes.
Next Sunday is Dream Builder Live in Dallas, and a couple dozen of us are going to that. So poor Melinda gets the small Sundays, you know, when a bunch of us are somewhere else. So if you're not going to Dallas, please come support her, because I love her talks. I've been listening on CDs, and they're clear and practical, and I listen and think, I wish I'd said that. So let me talk to you about when I come back on October 30th. I want to do a talk about, I'm not very far along with this yet, but somehow it will combine All Saints Day and the Mexican Days of the Dead. And so I want you to help in honoring ancestors, in commemorating people who have been important in your life who are no longer here. So bring pictures, bring mementos, not a lot, but maybe one or two. And we'll have tables in the fireside room, and everybody's things can go there, and we can look at each other's special things. And after service, you can talk about the people who were important to you. This can be ancestors, people you knew in this lifetime, people you didn't. Just whatever strikes you as an honoring of those who have already passed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll see what else happens with that. But today, talking about chemicalization. If you know what that is, you may be thinking, dun, dun, dun. I should have titled the talk, This Could Happen to You. Because the only reason I want to talk about chemicalization today is to let you know what it is and that it might happen to you. And actually, you'll feel better if you know that's what's happening. You've probably experienced it already. Did you ever notice when you launch a new project, or you make a resolution, or you turn over a new leaf, or you start a new spiritual practice, you take on anything that requires changes in you, all hell breaks loose in your life. Just when you were going to get it all together, just when you were determined to improve, just when you thought you'd found the shining path, the kids get sick, you get sick, the car breaks down, the roof leaks, your parents need help. Do you know that syndrome? Why is that? You really meant it when you said you wanted to improve your life. You were all inspired. You even knew what you were going to do going forward. And then all this stuff intervenes. Do you remember that silly movie Airplane? Where all hell's breaking loose on the plane and they're crashing, and the character played by Lloyd Bridges keeps saying, I picked the wrong week to stop smoking. And then the next time he says, stop drinking, and then stop sniffing glue, and there's something else. Just when you're determined to improve, stuff happens. That's called chemicalization. Picture pouring one liquid into another and getting fizz, just overflowing fizz. I think it's a made-up word, chemicalization. It's obscure enough that you have to go behind the paywall to the unabridged Merriam-Webster dictionary to find it, which I did not, because I know what it means. It might have been made up by Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science. She talked about it. So did Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder. So did Emily Cady in Lessons in Truth, which is Unity's classic foundational book written in 1894-95. Some editions of Lessons in Truth include the part on chemicalization, and some don't. Starting in 1942, chemicalization was left out because the editors thought it was too negative and confusing. So there's a footnote in the newer 1994 version that says they're putting it back in because many people experience this phenomenon by whatever name it is called, and would benefit by reading about it. Why, thank you for trusting us with that information. We talk constantly about replacing old limiting beliefs with new ones to live in higher consciousness. Sometimes we have peak experiences where we claim it's all going to be different from now on. And Emily Cady wrote 120 years ago about what happens next. And I don't think it's at all confusing or negative, but I'll read you the forbidden passage. So she's talking about how this happens, and she says the very newness of it creates in the first few days new hope, new joy, and health. After a little time, a sort of mental ferment or agitation takes place. One is apt to feel very nervous and seared way down in the depths of himself. If he's ever been sick, he will begin to feel the old diseases. If he's been morally bad, the old desires and habits will take possession of him with new force. If business affairs have looked hopeful, all at once they collapse and seem darker. All the new beliefs that lifted him into a new world for a few days seem failures, and he seems on the very verge of breaking up generally. What has happened, she says? Why, simply this. There has been a clash between the old condition, which was based on falsehood, fear, and wrong ways of thinking, and the new thought, or truth, entering into you. The old mortal is kicking vigorously against the truth. Charles Fillmore explained it the same way. He said, chemicalization is a condition in the mind that is brought about by the conflict that takes place when a high spiritual realization contacts an old error state of consciousness. It creates fizz. But notice he said it's a condition of the mind. No matter what it seems to be in the outer world, the old beliefs have to be released to make room for a new outlook. Just imagine them bubbling away in the fizz. Chemicalization often shows up in the body. Fillmore says that's because thought forms work their way into the body. A lot of you healers know this. And then he says whenever a new spiritual idea is introduced in mind, some negative belief is disturbed and it resists, creating what Fillmore called commotion in consciousness, a phrase I think we should use more often. How are you today? Well, I'm having some commotion in consciousness. So while you're releasing old beliefs, the release may be literal and physical, releasing fluids from your body like a cold or a stomach flu, floods of tears or laughter, losing weight. Some people have reported bizarre dreams, waves of heat or cold, tingling, shaking, or rocking in the body, dietary changes, seeing light or colors. I'm reporting, I don't have experiences like this. Feeling confused or disoriented, sometimes depressed, or if nothing else, it's a vague anxiety, a sense of letdown that says this will never work, I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up. Which makes you almost not want a spiritual awakening. Sometimes a cold is just a cold, but it's worth considering that an illness might be a means of releasing the old, making room for the new, releasing what no longer serves you, especially if you are actively involved in positive change for your life. It's not always illness. It's also circumstances that seem to fall apart. How is that a condition of the mind? I haven't seen that explained by Unity writers, but it has to be that you're attracting from two different frequencies. Your thoughts have creative or attractive powers. It's that same clash of old and new states of consciousness. The part of you that notices the negative and expects upsets is busy attracting them to prove that that's what life is really like, while another part of you is downloading peace and harmony. So yeah, there's conflict. Unity insists this process is worth it. A book called Grace Awakening that was written for Unity School about 20 years ago promised, as chemicalization comes to pass, and it surely will, you will experience the following. You will wake up feeling lighter, happier, and full of energy. It will take less effort to accomplish your goals. Blessings you didn't even ask for will appear. Your mission and individual purpose will be revealed and accomplished through you. You will know your oneness with God. Whoa. So there you have it. It's all part of the process. Just don't be surprised on your spiritual path if breakthroughs are followed by breakdowns. We usually say it's the other way around, but sometimes it's both. Things fall apart in order to fall together in a new way. Once you decree you want the new way, the old things have to move out of the way, and the universe starts shifting to accommodate you. So I want to offer you three ways to spot chemicalization, and maybe one way to avoid it or make it easier. If you were at the women's retreat, you heard part of this. But it's been a week since you left, all inspired and on fire with your vision. And you might be experiencing some chemicalization about now, or maybe you will later. Whenever you're moving into new territory, the part of you that wants to stay small and safe, and we all have that part, will talk to you. And it won't say, "Hi, I'm your fear. I'm here to keep you from doing anything new or taking any risks." It will use the voice of impeccable logic. It will explain why it's just not realistic for you right now to pursue something new. And this thing you've chosen probably isn't the right path anyway. There are three main ways this voice shows up. You might want to write these down. This is good. The first one is distraction. Sure, I should go to the gym because I said I'm determined to create a healthier body, but I've got three loads of laundry in there. And the kids need me, and I have work to do. Distraction will keep you living the same life day after day with your plans on hold. Some people live 90 years, some live the same year 90 times. Sometimes you seem to get insanely busy right after you said you were going to start something new. I can't meditate for 10 minutes now. Look at everything I have to do. If you hear yourself lamenting how busy you are, consider whether all those things you have to do are trying to keep you from what's important to create a life you love. Distraction also shows up as shiny new objects. Oh, look at that. You never quite make the changes you intended because you're off on some new path. Yes. This comes from the part of you that wants to stay small because it's afraid to play big. The chores and distractions may be real, but the importance you give them is up to you, what's really running your life. So distraction. The second is dissuasion. This is the voice of, "I can't, I'm not good enough, it won't work, I'm too old, I don't have the money, I don't have the time." We've talked many times about the inner critic and that voice. Be prepared for it to show up. It's just another version of fear, wanting to keep you where everything is familiar. There is an incredible pull back to the familiar. Even if it's not pleasant there, at least it's what you know. Most of us have been listening to the voice of dissuasion all our lives. Some agree with it more readily than others. But it speaks very logically, and it reminds you of all your weaknesses and past failures. It wants to keep you safe. No risk, no pain. That's the motto of dissuasion. Know when you're hearing that voice, it is not your higher self. It sounds authoritative, but you do not have to obey the voice of dissuasion. Thank you for wanting to protect me. I've heard you, and I'm going to try this new thing anyway. Your higher self does not guide you with discouragement. It just steers you in a new direction. The third form of chemicalization is DEFCON 1. In military language, DEFCON 1 is imminent nuclear war. As a country, we've never been there. We were at DEFCON 2 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. moving pieces into place for war. At DEFCON 1, your finger's on the button, everything's ready. In your life, DEFCON 1 is a crisis. This goes beyond distraction and dissuasion. This is part of you stamping its foot saying, we are not going forward. You'll be annihilated if you do. This part of you has become convinced you really mean it when you declare your new life. And it's fighting for survival because it will be annihilated. It will have to be left behind. DEFCON 1 often shows up as illness. I used to get sick every time I started a new diet. I declared I would lose weight and be healthier, but part of me really didn't want to change. And I thought that was behind me. But I recently joined a gym in town and then hired a personal trainer. And after two sessions with her, I have been sicker this past week than I've been in years. Couldn't possibly work out. If not illness, something else that seems like a crisis delays your moving forward. Consider how important it really is. Maybe you're making it a crisis. We all have that part that doesn't want anything to change, even if it's in your best interest. You don't have to hate that part. Just notice it, like a child demanding attention, and know the disguises it uses. 3 D's. Distraction, dissuasion, DEFCON 1. What do you do about it? It really helps to have partners in believing you can have the life you want, who can see it with you, whether you're trying to get in better shape or be more patient with the kids. Patience, that's a great example of chemicalization. Have you ever tried that? You ask for patience. You're determined to be patient. And every irritating person, every possible annoyance shows up that week as if the universe is saying, really? You sure? It's not a test. It's a gift. It's an opportunity to be patient. That's what you said you wanted. But you can feel the old patterns and the new intention fizzing inside you. Chemicalization is not the enemy. It's clearing you out to make way for better. But it helps to have help. A coach, a friend, a mastermind group, someone who knows your intention and can remind you when the voice of dissuasion is loud, when you're distracted by all the things that need to be done, when what appears to be a crisis in your life is keeping you from pursuing your dream. They're the ones who say, remember that thing you were going to do? I'm convinced this is what Jesus did when he went off by himself. He said, seriously, God, is this my work? These people are so dense. And then he would get in touch with his higher self. He would realign and get centered. Yes, I am on my right path. And I suspect Mary Magdalene was a partner in believing for him. Jesus understood chemicalization. That's what he meant when he said, you don't put old wine into new wineskins. They explode. So I promised you a way you might avoid chemicalization. One is not to anticipate it. That gives it strength. But in case it happens, knowing what it is gives you a chance to work with it instead of fighting it. Work with it to release those old paradigms. The more work you're doing all the time to update and illuminate your consciousness, the less jarring it will be when new awarenesses arrive. Keep weeding the garden. Be willing to let any subconscious patterns or memories that are holding you back come to the surface to be dealt with and released. That takes courage, but that's part of the grace prayer. Reveal what needs to be revealed and heal what needs to be healed. Also, as you become aware of your limiting beliefs, remember denials. Before you affirm the good, you clear the way by denying the appearance of anything bad. Denials are a whole lesson in themselves, which we've done, affirmations and denials. But just remember, You don't deny what's happening or how you feel about it. You just deny those thoughts a resting place in your mind. So you might say, I set aside fears about my well-being right now and refuse to indulge in imaginings. I affirm I have all I need in every way I can claim. Set aside, clear space, then lodge the affirmation. You're literally creating new pathways in your brain. Keep stating the truth of who you are, which is the divine in expression. Pay attention only to your divine identity, and you do it over and over and over until you think in a new way. As you stay in the process of spiritual evolution, chemicalization will be less dramatic as you arrive at each new level. Just continually be prepared to receive new ideas and stay surrendered. Even as you create your life as consciously as you can, be open to giving up your picture of it for something better. Not my will, but thine is another way to say that. That way you'll be in the steady flow of transformation with your awareness always being lifted up. The good news is, most of you are doing that. It's why you're here. It's why you read and go to classes and retreats, why you pray and meditate. You want to be in the stream of transformation and continue to remove any blocks to a higher level of living. Just know there may be some bumps as the new encounters the old. It's been happening to people forever. So often they gave it a name. Don't fight it. Chemicalization is here to help you make room for the best life you can imagine and beyond. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we become still and comfortable. Relax your shoulders, close your eyes, take a deep breath. You're signaling to your body that all is well. And then turn within to that place where the divine in you knows that all is well. It is from this place, the heart, that we have asked for spiritual awareness, that we want to know more and to be more and to live out our purpose on the earth. And so if that comes with some conflicts as we adjust our minds, we accept it and know that it will pass. We're on the path we want to be on. We practice creating new paths in our thinking so that we know who we truly are. That we are a part of that presence. We are never separate from it. We are always connected to the infinite. It's with love and gratitude and all the awareness we can muster that we take this journey. As human beings having a spiritual experience, we adjust and we integrate so that we can live from the highest possible consciousness. We're grateful to know this is how it works. Grateful for all the opportunities we get to practice. and grateful for those in our lives who see the possibilities in us, who know our greatness, and who remind us when we're distracted or discouraged. We undertook this journey together so we could learn and grow together and lean on each other. So from this place in your heart, know that you are in exactly the right place on your path. And that everything you see unfolding is carrying you to your highest good. And so it is. Amen.